Blog Talk Radio. Well, it's after 12 p.m., I mean a.m. in the morning, and we're here under detectors with Deanne, me, myself, and I, all three of me. And we're here with another saga and drama of life as I see it in 2015. Haven't been on the air much. Been dealing with some health issues still, which I will describe in real great detail during the course of the show. But today's program is going to be something entirely different than most of the programs I've done, and maybe it's not. You know, I've talked a lot about a lot of things over the years I've been on the air. But this program tonight is called Message to a Black Man. Message to a Black Man means every black man, not one, all. Message to a Black Man was a publication that the late Elijah Muhammad of the Nation of Islam put together to talk about the horrific issues of the day in the 50s and 60s, that blacks were basically going through all their lives in the United States, and the who, what, where's, and why's. If you read the foreword to The Message of the Black Man, you'll find the foreword is written by my late father, Dan Burley, who was the managing editor of the publication the Honorable Elijah Muhammad had out called Muhammad Speaks. And my dad wrote for The Nation from 1947 on in publications like Pittsburgh Courier and other places that they had covered material. And the whole issue is the theme of what that means, a message to a black man. Back then, there was a situation that black men couldn't get jobs, and black men were being killed on the streets, and black men were told they could not live in the home with their wives, and were being arrested and ticketed and trafficked and everything you could think of. It was a situation that they had nowhere to go, nowhere to run, no economics to fight really back with. And as few economics they had to been taxed and moved back in the hands of the perpetrators of the crime itself. So when the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, working with a man named Pope, he and Pope got together and formed the Nation of Islam. And it gave basically aspiration to men that ended up in prison for little or nothing. Aspiration to men and women that they should live decent lives, husband, wife, children. Husband respectful to the wife, wife respectful to the husband, and raising the children as a family unit. Something that was being beaten and dragged out of the black community then, and put into a situation of causing blacks to be in disparity. All designed. African-American, the Negro, if you want to call them that, the colored, or all these different names they gave us over the eons. And I look at black men today. And I'm looking at black men yesterday. I'm talking about young, old, disabled, children growing up in school. And it is no better than it was before. I have looked and seen things recently that I could not believe. Of the age I am and what I've lived through and what I've seen, and I met most of the high-ranking civil rights leaders and everybody else through my father, my family. Been involved with a lot of different things, civil rights actions, helping to get mayor of Chicago elected, Harold Washington. Getting the white vote on the North Shore, that was me. Fighting with the media to get him in a situation where he had leverage That was me. Yes, it was me. And then I watch what happened with him, and I look at what's going on with black leaders and see a lot of them marching and doing things, but isn't effectively doing anything as what was done back in the early days of the 40s and 50s and 60s when people were actually out there doing things and people were listening. People aren't listening today. It's going on mute ears. The condition for black man today has become a driven thing, a thing that is almost like in the matrix. It's created. And the few people that take the other pill that see what's going on and flapping their hands up and down and trying to wave and show flags that there is a potential evil in this total annihilation of black men. Again, to mute ears. Now, what am I talking about? Well, let's go back to what's been going on for the last year, let's say. The murder of black men on the street. Black children. Women, even. By the police. It is sickening. It's repulsive. It's obscene to see this happen. Now, a lot of people will say, well, they were doing their job. Well, I guess the worst one of the worst was the off-duty officer. He must have been off-duty because he was home. He took a service revolver out and shot into a crowd that was across the street. And the thing was, a woman that was standing over there got killed by one of his bullets. And he goes before a judge, and the judge rules in the favor of this officer who was off-duty. Must have been off duty. I didn't check in the case, but I would swear that he would be off duty because, you know, and then I questioned the fact of how he was able to use a service revolver when he's not supposed to do that while he's off duty and shoot in the crowd, and the judge ruled that he was doing it in self-defense. Self-defense from what? Black people gathering on the corner. Then I think about the man that was in New York. Man, not what means. It's a black man. It's somebody came up to him and asked him to buy what they call square today. He pulls it out and police surround him. And next thing he's on the ground or on top of him and everything. Anyway, he gets suffocated because he can't breathe and they would not hear his cries and he died. Then you have the situation going on in Missouri. Same thing. Another MO. Black man is eluding a police officer. Now, there's rules and regs. I talked to other people that had police in their families, and they were acting as police officers as well, special officers. I'm a former deputy of the court, and I work traffic and various things. And the thing is that this thing is just a monster out here, because the thing is, it's not about civil rights now. It's a civil murder aimed towards black men and black children. And it's no way of talking to anybody about this because the people that are involved are criminals, I would say, because, again, there is no justice for these criminals to go before any justice that is just to remove them out of the office they stand in. This is abuse and it's evil. And unless it stops soon, we might see this country forge down into a hole similar to Sodom and Gomorrah, because we're moving in that same route. Remember the great nation of Rome did the same thing. People started getting murdered, insurance up the, you know, yang. You had to have insurance on your family, this, that, and the other for, you know, Nero to get money to pay for rebuilding Rome. And it went on and went on. And they killed and created wars and made massacres of millions of people. And then eventually they basically started folding in on themselves. And the real Romans from that day barely exist. They're interbred now with other people, but the real Romans, they're not here anymore. It's coming again. the same perpetrator, same mindset, same brain, same whatever is masterminding, same plot here in 2015. Black man gets out of his house, goes down to the store. Squad car comes over. Hey, what are you doing? Are you okay, sir? Can I see a valid ID card? Driver's license? Now, why would you need a driver's license ID if you're on the street walking? Next thing you know, stop the car. The person is scared on the street, a black person by himself. What do you want, officer? What did I do wrong? Just hold on a minute. Let me go. And the next thing you know, because the black person has seen on TV countless cases of police officers shooting black men on the street for no apparent reason, they start to take off to run for their own life. Some of them even had remembrance of horror stories from back down the South. During the day, the Ku Klux Klan was running high and wild. And are we looking at Ku Klux Klan in a police department or something worse? Black men running and fleeing have no weapon on them whatsoever and get shot 5-6 times in the back. Then you see the officer run back, get a device he had. In this particular case, it was the phaser. He took it and threw it down right by him. It was on camera, filmed. He got caught. Now, the person that showed that film and created that film, you know, they probably jailed that person and put them in a cell, kind of like the man in the iron mask, because, again, they're giving out information and showing what corruption is going on. They can't have that, because the camera that the person, the police officer that is wearing, can be tampered with and changed, altered, because they protect themselves. Now, the folks out there will say, well, what are you talking about? I'm just talking the truth and what's going on. They used to do it with white folks, too, with if you had long hair and kind of if you're young. Boy, I had one gentleman out here who was a young man shot to death, Jason Burnett. And I remember talking to mother, and I went gung-ho on my TV show to help her out. She was a waitress, and she the only child she had, her son, was followed, harassed, and stalked out by police because he was young. Eventually, he was murdered. The person that murdered him stole his shoes and then had him ingest a large quantity of drugs, which he didn't know was they placed in his food. They did that to knock him out so they could steal his things, and then the police covered it up because the person that was the person involved, kinfolk, happened to be of a very, very wealthy family that built the police department in that town. Eventually, I had the persons on my show, and I wrote a lot of letters and contacted a bunch of people, and they did too, and eventually they finally got a charge against the person. But the charge was, maybe I think it was 6 months or a year in jail, but what is that? To a young man losing his life, and that's the only child this woman will ever have because she was up there in her 8 years. Gone. Because of people overextending their rights of power and privilege because they have a badge. I think black kids going to school, they're frightened to death, by the way. Every day they go to school, they're seeing this stuff on TV. Kids, little tiny kids are looking at this. You know, hey, mommy, a black man is shot. They see this. And what future do they see? They're scared to death to go to school, scared to death in school because there's bullying going on in school. Then the schools are telling people not to defend themselves, just stand and get beaten until somebody comes by and rescues you. And if they don't, well, you die the martyr. That's the mindset in schools. I had an argument with one of the women in the schools about, well, you know, children shouldn't fight, they shouldn't protect themselves. I said, oh, really? I said, if you were on the street, ma'am, and the rapist came over and grabbed your purse and decided, well, the purse isn't good enough and just throws you down on the street and starts ripping your clothes off your body and you're yelling, help, 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 and nobody comes to your aid, you're just going to let them rip the clothes off your body and continue with the process of raping you? Or are you going to fight back and take your chances? She shut up because she knew what I was saying was right, but she would not lay there. So how the heck are they giving laws in schools telling kids that are being bullied not to fight back? It's okay for Johnny and Billy to be beaten up by another kid, and the other kid can do whatever they want, and then Billy can't fight his way back. And then eventually when Billy gets older and gets on the Ritalin and stuff because he's all nervous and scared because of all these situations that he has to go through before he leaves the house, goes on the bus to the school, gets out of the school bus, goes to school, is worried about his grades, scared about everything, and then kids are horrifically bothering him, and then he decides to punch it out. Or something like Columbine. I talked to some of the people that were victims of Columbine. They told how those boys that we looked at as monsters had been ridiculed, taunted, harassed, because from what I understand, they were raped, allegedly, again, by somebody in law enforcement. And those boys, because of the harassment they were going through, got together, I'm not saying this was right, came to school and decided to do what they did to the harassers. That's what the story went, but the real story, not the one that you see in the media, the real story of what happened in Columbine. Just imagine what your kids are going through. Just imagine being black in this world, in the United States of America, through the Republic for what it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, for freedom. Where's the freedom and justice? Where's the justice at all? If you have people that you put on police department, on the police force, they get their records expunged before they get into the police department. They cover up misdemeanors and crimes they committed before. And then they come into the police department and have full rights to carry a gun. And then you're walking down the street, and then all of a sudden, bang, bang, you're dead. Or them using revenue stops, which are totally illegal. Pull you over, your headlights out, your tail lights are out. You have a plate light that's out. That's a warning ticket. Now, how may I know that? I worked traffic years. I know Illinois law and no state law, no other state's laws, because that's all I've been talking about from the time of September 11th before that. John Ross of Cherokee Nation was the principal chief, great-great-grandfather of mine. He stood up for the law. So it's in my veins. My dad stood up for law. His mother did. Every last single person that was a burly in my family fought back to fight for having civil rights for people. And I'm looking at it today, and it's appalling. And police have become a robocops. They don't even recall what is being human. I'm not saying all of them, but a large, vast majority. Everybody becomes a perk. What is a perk? A black person standing in the street with four or five of his friends because he's black on the corner of the street and it's disturbing to the eye of a person that's white, that's raised in a household environment that says that black people, because they look different, dress differently, then they should be thought of as being almost like Godzilla that might be able to perpetrate some horrible harassment or crime upon victims, innocent victims that are of non-color. This is what this country's become and was and still is. So the thing is, every single day, two or three black people are killed by police officers. Before, a couple of years ago, it was stated that these murders were being just committed by random black people. They were just randomly driving up on people and just shooting and killing them for no reason. Now the new game is the police are killing black people on the street for no reason. Now, don't you see a kind of like pattern for genocide going on here? So who's telling them it's okay? Now, a friend of mine was bringing up something I thought kind of interesting. I'm going to put it out here, and you can think about this, and you might say it's a conspiracy, but it's not, because they have this type of stuff. They know your mind already. Why did I say that? They know your mind. Every time you go out, you buy food at the grocery store. You use a specialized card and scan it for discounts. You use your credit card to buy purchases of food and clothing and goods. And you know, all of that stuff is going into somebody's mainstream computer system. And that computer system knows exactly your pattern of operation every single day that you move and breathe. They know when you get up, when you come out of the house, because they got cameras on you. When you go in the grocery store and buy something, they know what you buy. They know when you go to the restaurant and eat, they know what kind of food you eat. They follow you to football stadiums, basketball stadiums. All these cameras are watching you 24/7 and diagnostically looking at you like a computer would to figure out exactly what your next step would be before you make it. Now think of a computer that big and that smart. There is a master computer that does that. Designed to purposely to allegedly provide protection against anyone coming to become a combat terrorist against the United States. This master computer's been around quite a long time, but you didn't see the master computer working and cranking out anything when Ruby Ridge happened. You didn't see anything about these master computers doing anything when Oklahoma City went down in flames. There was a lot of buildings, too, that were damaged then, but they'll talk about Oklahoma City. Then you have a big one, World Trade Center. Nobody saw nothing coming. Nobody knew anything. And if they did, it was planes flying in the buildings, whatever, and there was no security, nothing. And the thing was, it's extraordinary, is that the same people out here, they're complaining about everything else, don't see the factor that you have people that were in the government, and we know who those people were, they're still out there perpetrating evil and getting away with it every single day because nobody enforced the law against them. Same people involved with the oil spill down there in New Orleans. Same people took out Valerie Plame's people that were over there stationed in Iraq just before the war. She came out and reported and sued, and you know what? They covered it up. I don't know what happened to that story. But again, the same perpetrators are out there perpetrating and saying we don't say anything. We just continue on and do whatever they allowed us to do. And it doesn't matter if you're black or white. This is what is going on. And this is the reason why the United States is getting ready to fall. I think of black children today. You know, how do they have an experience of father image today? How can a man be a father when he can't even take care of himself? How can a man be a father when he goes on the street and he's harassed by police to the level that he doesn't even know if he's going to live or die each single day? How would you feel like that and then pat yourself on the back and say you're an American? Where is Eric Holder on this? The Eric Holder that's retiring today because now he's going to put a new chief of the Justice Department in. What does that do? Because the last three or four haven't done anything, and this one didn't either. The nightmare still grows. And even if you did, you know, what does it serve? Who does it serve? That they're doing this and having black people killed on the street. And what I was trying to say to you is about these computers. They have this thing so down pat. They know your food. They know where you go. They know what type of animal. They have the color of your eyes, your genetic makeup from you going to the hospital. Every bit of the information on you is stored in the master computer. And at any time, they can duplicate you, even to create a robotic character of you. And dump in there the information that you would call brain cells. Today, it's mechanical brain cells made by man. Now, look at the people right now. You got another guy involved with another killing a police officer, and all these people are kind of sitting around just waiting, and the verdicts are coming in. And when the verdicts come in, they're all going to be out innocent. Or they're just going to wait a while and then lose later on. because they know the public isn't going to react and they don't care. And that's the mindset, and this is the reason why the world is getting ready to collapse like it's going to do. Even the factors with jobs. A long time ago, we were talking about jobs and, you know, getting jobs, and everything's a word, jobs and jobs and jobs. So nobody talks about manufacturing anything, creating anything of value, that you have a system that works, that you can figure out how to survive from day to day. And then, additionally, when we had those lines that were available to us, you know that the shrimp company did not increase the amount of your phone. So, I mean, your, not your phone, your life, everything. Everything that we're talking about here, everything you're talking about, I'm talking about, can be rectified immediately. When a black man is scared to go outside his door, that's post-traumatic stress disorder. If I got post-traumatic stress disorder, it's caused by the judicial system, and I'm living in a city, and the city refuses to provide me with safe measures that I can leave the house and have the right to travel, which is part of the Constitution, then I would, me personally, sue that town, and I would name the state because they're proactive in this. And then I would put in the subject matter of this case, I would also include the judge as well. I would cover every single base with that, you know, blinking an eye. But how many of me are there out there? How many of you are out there? And then you young people listening, if you do have a chance, you have to prove yourself to anybody. You have to adapt a special style because everybody else is doing it. Why do you have to be like everybody else? Why do you have to be a Beyonce? Why do you have to be whoever? Why do you have to copy after these people? Just stand with the pants drooping down off your back, your legs. What is that for? What's the function? The function has nothing to do with anything other than it's showing a pattern. What the pattern is, it's showing that black people have been mind controlled, that see themselves as prisoners, because all the clothes you're buying, all the things that you're doing to block those signals from hitting you personally. And the bottom line is if you remove it, then she will call back in and start the process again. So that's the reason why Jane Seabird and where else was there. The situation is not going to get better. It's going to get worse. Because we have not become a people anymore. We're not people. When we allow people to get shot on the street and you know that it's wrong and you see people getting murdered, black men getting murdered left and right, just because they want to go out and execute the right to travel. And you think it's fine because, you know, the person justice has, system has to be right. So no matter what you say, it's got to be that they did something because you're waiting for something to come up because you don't want to admit that there was slavery. You don't want to admit that there were people being wrongfully killed down south. You don't want to admit that civil rights workers in the 60s were all murdered and killed and stuff so they could stop civil rights people for causing a movement of blacks and whites getting along. You didn't say anything when Hoover had a squad watching, investigating people out of the black community, one of which I know of was Jesse Jackson and Minister Louis Farrakhan. They were being watched and saddled down with the watch. It's no different. So now, where are we today? Black kids are going to school and they don't know what they're looking at. You have black kids go to school witnessing people that are gay, that black people go to school still being called an N-word or called a dummy. You have kids in the billing cycle doing all types of things. So maybe, you know, it would be a good purpose to think and consider about either moving the shows here or moving it vice versa over, you know, by the Holiday Inn. But the way everybody's going is not a good way at all. There's no way that if I was in ill health, I would not be out there, you know, pushing and complaining. So, you know, what is it that you're looking to do? What is it that's important to you at one time? Well, I don't know. Other than I try to give you as much as I can today. So now, tonight, I shared about the message of black men, and what I'm going to say right now is if you're black, watch your back. Because right now, there's an evil going on here in the United States, a war, several levels of war. There's wars against African-American community. There's wars against black people working. There's wars against white people working. There's wars against us as a people here in the United States. I found out something that I was going to share here on the show, and you can check and verify it yourself. I was trying to bring my system up so I could share with you the name of the program. It was FAT something. I don't know if CO or whatever. Maybe an ICO. But it was a special writ or something that was done some years back. A writ that would cause the banks to be scared. An executive order that was written. That is causing the banking community to basically take the money they have in and make sure every dime is transferred out of their account. Because they know what's going on. The banks are moving the money from what I'm hearing and what this article talks about. Because this economy is soon to collapse. It might be the dinar, it might be the ruble. The ruble's now on the low key. But right now, the fight right now is low-riba, no-riba dollar system. Or the other person that was able to tuck some things away. The thing is that if you don't tuck something away, there's not going to be any money, and there's not going to be any way you can buy, sell, or anything without the mark of the beast. You think about that. It's in the Bible. What's the mark of the beast? It could be something that they say in order for you to ration food, you have to have a chip on your hand to get a scan. It might be a situation where they give you a food allotment statement that you have to walk in the area food store to make sure that they give you, you know, exactly what's on this list of food or clothing or whatever you're asking for. We're going back to something we weren't even in. The jobs that we have here are becoming service industry jobs. And the reason they moved some of these jobs back in the United States to give the United States people an opportunity to work, but wouldn't you think that they would do something more than drastic than, you know, taking a whole full line, doing all this switch up, gear up, or whatever they do? Wouldn't it have been just simpler for her to, you know, call up or go to the store and say, excuse me, I need to use your system. Is there any way I can do that? And they would come over and just take you where you need to go and you sit down. And then it's up to the people. But see, again, black people cannot stand together because it's been beaten out of us. And we're not going to make any waves because we're scared that we lose that, we'll lose everything because, you know, they just hired me today. But there's people out there that have been, you know, married, divorced to the same woman. Some of them have been 30, 40 years ago. So, you know, the options I'm saying right now is that we need to retaliate by, you know, getting back, or we need to basically look at some of the things that don't make up the truth. Now that's going to be a whole other show. I think I'm going to do it on Sunday. But again, I think it's a sad time where you cannot trust your own police department in your neighborhood. You cannot trust your politician. So who do you trust? Who you lay faith in, they'll be there for you no matter what. And then think again, if you move the mantle into their hands, you know, maybe a generous donation or whatever, the person would be able to see their life again, and then they would be a glow. Because this whole thing is not going to work until we change what we're doing. So it's a sad, sad world. There can be a beautiful place once we change what we're doing. The other thing, too, I think about Burl Cemetery. They had over 300, 400, 500 people, thousands of people that were buried up in that area. So now, Pamela, I am going to look at your bill and figure out if there's something that can be done. Okay, so again, I'm going to talk more about this on the air tomorrow. Very tired, but I just wanted you to realize something. Don't believe everything they tell you. Don't let people fool you and pull you out of your genre. And if you're black, stand for something. Get together, your kids, the adults in the community, whites, everybody needs to come together and demand that these justices and people in the justice system change the policy instead of doing something for all the people, not a few. And if they don't, just tell them they're fired, just like Donald Trump said. You have to go through all this other marching and stuff. Frivolous now. People don't even pay attention to anything like that. So the best thing to do is to fight it on a normal ground. And normal ground is to come forth and say, we've had enough. Normally, you know, you would see them. They said, they're going. So they went somewhere. It's dangerous out there because, you know, it's not woodland creatures. You got to watch out for it. The worst of every animal is the female. I will be back on the air tomorrow night. I'm going to cut this program short because, again, I'm having some health restraints that I should be on. Tomorrow night, if not, I'm going to be recording a show. So you have a great night, a little of it left, and I will be back on the air tomorrow, and I'll see if I have somebody come on with me to discuss what's going on. Now, there was one thing I wanted to bring up. The thing was with Reality Way, Rowdy Yates and Wishbone and all this stuff, the old-time TV shows and stuff, you know. I think about those shows because they had morals, they had codes, and they had principles. Today, we don't have none of that. All of that is being eradicated. They're just moving around like drones. One pile moves this way, another pile, you know. We're just being moved around like chessboard pieces. And we're not getting taught anything to help them. So anyway, I will be back on tomorrow. And good night, everyone. If anyone wants to contact me,
Your email is danne.burley@gmail.com. danne.burley@gmail.com. Or use your headset again. That's why I can't key it in, but I'm just gonna let you have my email in case you have stories you want to have on. That's why. And I should end on a note. McKenna will be back on tomorrow night. So good night, everyone, and peace and God be with you.